Before we leave, I would like to dedicate this meeting to the memory of Tim Wheeler, who died recently at the age 70. We are lucky enough to have with us tonight his widow, Shermaine Billingsley Wheeler, and her friends Kathy Saunders and Jim and Angela Tyvels. You can greet them afterwards. Before Reagan and Goldwater, there was Tim Wheeler. What should interest both Morton Blackwell with the Leadership Institute and the ISI staffers with their joint interest in college journalism was that Tim founded the nation's first student conservative journal, Insight and Outlook. That's an amazing, amazing achievement. He also edited a non-student journal called Rally Magazine from 1964 to 1970. As Linda Bridges, who is here, can attest, Tim wrote much of the humor for National Review, albeit anonymously. He was not given bylines, but he wrote these things. Jim was an excellent writer who wrote many of the best books for conservatives who were too busy to write books. I won't expound on that in any more detail. Perhaps Jameson Campaign can fill us in with some of the details on that. But he did write many, many books for some of the eminent conservatives. Although we are named the Philadelphia Society, our heart, like both Tim's and Don Lipsett's, were centered in the Midwest. Kentucky and the emphasis of this meeting on regionalism and decentralization would please both of them. And contrary to Gordon, I didn't link this to secession and to the Confederacy as such, but we'll let everybody draw their own conclusions on that linkage between anti-federalism and those other later issues. Tim was from Wisconsin and Indiana-oriented. Don was a strict Hoosier, but they were allied also in North Adams, Michigan. And we have many Hillsdale students and faculty here tonight and people who have been affiliated with Hillsdale, so I hope you'll appreciate this. It was in Hillsdale, Michigan, North Adams, where Don ran the Philadelphia Society from his vast national headquarters. I recently talked to Norma Lipsett, the wife of our founder, Don, who described how Tim and Don used to work together. In a way, both of them were alike, in a way best described by Peter Viereck's 1956 book, Unadjusted Man, a New Hero for Americans. It had the subtitle, Reflections on the Distinction Between Conforming and Conserving. Certainly, neither Don nor Tim conformed, but they both conserved. Wendell Berry, the object of our discussion tomorrow, would certainly approve the quote from Viereck, which I think characterizes Tim and Don in a unique way. And here's the quote. The fight is for the private life. Abstract ideologies are Saharas. The over-adjusted man knows only the public life. Three of the differing modes of creativity, religious, aesthetic, intellectual, have this in common. They are what the individual does with his loneliness. In an impersonal machine age, the fight is to preserve the concrete, the intimate, the inefficiently wayward. If either of you knew Don or Tim, I think that phrase would have some resonance, to preserve the inner life, whether as the creatively alone or simply as the playfully private, the unapologetic exhilaration of play. They both indulged, this is my end of the Vera quote, they both indulged in the playfully private with unapologetic exhilaration. I have several samples with me of their humor, letterheads, and notepads, which probably one could never discern. They probably couldn't even discern themselves who contributed what. But we have such letterheads as the Odd Hoke Committee to send the 20th century back to the factory. As we have done, yes, it is back to the factory. The Friends of the Military-Industrial Complex. The National Committee to stick it in their ear, and Wendell Berry might not approve of this one, the SOFT, S-O-F-T, shoot opponents of free trade. Wendell would have trouble with that one. The League of Negative Voters. And perhaps one of the masterpieces was the letterhead of the Stephen Decatur Society. Our country, right or wrong, this is a collector's item, and I would never put it on eBay, but it is a collector's item. It shows the American Eagle, and he's got talons in both, arrows in both talons. And the Stephen Decatur Society, our right or wrong, and the letterhead runs a vast, well-financed, worldwide, super-secret, super-patriotic band of militant, dedicated fanatics. Then at the bottom of the letterhead, they have all kinds of wonderful, you know, historical quotes, including, "Don't let them immunize the eschaton," from Eric Vogelin, "Send the Marines to turn on the water," and then "A Positive Program for Responsible Extremism." And in the spirit of both Don and Tim, "Retreat, hell, we just got here." So with that note, I would like to dedicate this meeting to the memory of Tim Wheeler. Thank you.